This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death and says his mother is searching for his body. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death, and they demand that his body should be handed over to his family immediately. Alexei Navalny's spokesperson confirmed that the Russian opposition leader has died at a remote Arctic penal colony, but it is unclear where his body is. Prison authorities informed his team that the body would not be handed over to his relatives until further investigations had been completed. In St. Petersburg, residents gathered near the city's monument to political prisoners to mourn Navalny's passing. Hours after Navalny's death was reported, his wife expressed doubt about the news from Russian authorities and called for accountability for the harm inflicted upon their country, family, and her husband. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
On the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference Saturday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held bilateral talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which she reiterated the United States' unwavering support for Ukraine. A U.S. aid package passed on a strong bipartisan vote in the U.S. Senate this week and awaits a vote in the U.S. House, where Republican leaders have been coy about when they will bring it up for a vote, if ever. Speaking to reporters, Harris said political gamesmanship has no role to play.
Politics should play no role in standing for the fact that Vladimir Putin, through his leadership of Russia, has shown himself to be fundamentally hostile to democratic principles.
Zelensky said Saturday at a news conference with Harris that Ukraine was counting on a, quote, positive decision from Congress for the vital aid from its, quote, strategic partner. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Regional and world leaders met in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, on Saturday for the African Union annual conference at a time when West Africa has been hit by a series of coups. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The annual African Union summit got underway on Saturday with a warning that problems plaguing the continent have not got any better. The summit comes at a time when there have been multiple coups in West Africa. Researchers say the African Union should dedicate this year to solving the various issues of instability and restoring credibility in the democratic process. Leaders at the summit in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, also addressed the war in Gaza. Mahamat raised concerns over the, quote, tens of thousands of its inhabitants almost exterminated, with their dignity humiliated and all their rights stripped away.
David Doyle from Reuters. The interior ministers of four Arab countries have held talks in Jordan to discuss ways of combating the illegal drug trade in the region. The ministers from Iraq, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon agreed Saturday to set up a joint telecommunication cell to exchange information. The drug trade has been a source of tension between Jordan and Syria, where the Jordanian Air Force reportedly carried out strikes on Syria's south, targeting alleged smugglers and drug manufacturers. Smugglers have used Jordan as a corridor in recent years to smuggle highly addictive captagon amphetamine pills out of Syria, mainly to oil-rich Arab Gulf states. Some 11 lions rescued from an abandoned zoo in Sudan's war-torn capital, Khartoum, were released Saturday at South Africa's Lions Rock Big Cat Sanctuary. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
A 10-month war in Sudan between its military and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces group has devastated the country's infrastructure, including the Khartoum Zoo. The 11 lions, along with 46 other animals, were rescued by the non-governmental organization Fourpaws, which flew the animals out of Khartoum. Veterinarian Dr. Amir Khalil said the situation was so bad, some of the animals were forced to feed on one another.
They were eating each other due to hunger. They were really emaciated, a lot of wound. Scared because when the war started in April, the animal keeper, they left the location where the animal are, so it was very hard.
The lions join around 100 other big cats at the Lions Rock Sanctuary, some of which have also been previously rescued from war-torn countries. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A New York judge has spared Donald Trump a, quote, corporate death penalty ruling, but his business did get hit hard with bans and cash penalties. The ruling Friday in the civil fraud case against Trump will drain cash from corporate coffers and severely restrict the ex-president's ability to run his real estate empire. In a surprise reversal, the judge said he wasn't going to follow through on an earlier order canceling Trump's business certificates as a prelude to, quote, dissolution of his companies that raised the specter of a possible fire sale of Trump properties. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.